The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
A pilot and co-pilot have been killed after an Air Canada passenger plane carrying 76 people collided with a fire engine on a runway at LaGuardia Airport in New York. Harriet Alexander, senior features writer for the Daily Mail based in New York, joins us now. Harriet, what do we know about what happened at LaGuardia Airport?
So this happened yesterday evening around 11:30 p.m. It was an Air Canada flight that was coming down from Montreal to New York City. Just came to land, touched down to the tarmac, and it smashed pretty quickly into a fire engine that was going across the runway at 45 degrees. The pilot and the co-pilot were killed immediately, and 41 other people were taken to hospital, including the people who were on that fire engine.
I mean, an absolute tragedy that this has happened, but it strikes me it could even have been far worse in terms of the fatalities.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And there's a remarkable story of one female air stewardess who was actually strapped in her seat on this Air Canada plane. She was ejected from the plane, still in her seat, and she's expected to survive. So incredible what happened to her. Of course, really terrible news for the families of the pilots. Both were Canadian, we believe, and their names haven't been released.
That is an extraordinary story. I assume, much less importantly, but I assume it's having an impact on flights and travel into and out of LaGuardia, is it?
It is, yes. I mean, the airport has been closed for all of this morning. They were talking about reopening around now, around 2 p.m. local time, but that's not yet confirmed. It's also worth noting that there was already a real issue with the airports, not just in New York, but across the country, because the people who do the airport security, the TSA officials, they are not being paid at the moment because of a partial government shutdown. So there's been lines of 3 to 4 hours just to get through security in airports across the country, and this is only going to add to some of the chaos.
Now, I suppose this will be teased out in the days and weeks ahead, but obviously questions will be asked about how such an accident could have happened.
Yes, and actually really early clues from the audio recordings from air traffic control. There's actually a clip that that we've heard, and the air traffic controller is talking to the pilot of a Frontier airline that was maneuvering around the airport about to take off. And the air traffic controller tells that pilot, "We were dealing with an emergency and I messed up." Because they were sending the fire truck to another site, and that's when it went into the path of the landing plane.
Okay. Harriet Alexander, senior features writer for the Daily Mail based in New York. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.